Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
You got to clear up last week's challenge for me.
I said, start with the phrase penny farthing. Change one letter to an A, not the one that was already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of something used for cooking and a four-letter word for something you need while you're using that thing. What are they?
Well, I need a right answer at this point.
Well, if you change one of the N's to an A, you can spell frying pan and heat.
Ah.
All right, Ian, it is once again special guest answerer time here on Any Questions. And this time around, we've got an actor whose credits include the film Iron Will and the TV shows Mad Men and Lost and House and The Facts of Life and The Magicians. And I could go on, on, but then we wouldn't have time for the trivia. So I'll just stop there and say, Mackenzie Astin, welcome to Any Questions.
Good afternoon, my friends, and thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I enjoy what you do, if I can just say that up front.
Well, now you can say you enjoy what you do, because now you're a part of it.
For better or worse.
Well, it seemed very appropriate, since your first name is Mackenzie, that we would ask you some questions about other famous Mackenzies.
Ooh.
In November of 2013, Mackenzie Bezos wrote a one-star review of a book titled The Everything Store. In the review, she claimed the book had multiple inaccuracies and was a misrepresentation of the culture at what online retailer?
I'm going to have to say Amazon.
Correct, yes. And as you may have figured out, Mackenzie Bezos is the wife of Jeff Bezos, and her review was published where else? On Amazon. Dougal, Colm, and Brianna are three members of Clan Mackenzie, an 18th century family living in the Scottish Highlands. They are characters in a series of historical time travel novels by author Diana Gabaldon, adapted into a 2014 series on the Starz Network titled what?
Oof. Well, I'm gonna give away my lack of knowledge on this one. I don't know.
Normally, Ian's the person that doesn't know anything about television.
I think I'm in the same boat.
The first book in the series and the series on TV that it was based on is called Outlander.
Ah.
A review in the newspaper called The Scotsman, a review of the TV series, said, quote, "There has not been such a proud display of Tartanalia since the opening of the 2014 Commonwealth Games."
I'm putting Tartanalia in my back pocket and saving it for later.
Goalie Mackenzie Skapski was on the roster of the Hartford Wolfpack in the American Hockey League when he was called up in February of 2014 to the Wolfpack's NHL affiliate after their goalie Henrik Lundqvist was injured during a game. What NHL team is the Wolfpack affiliated with?
Golly, I hope I get this right, because I got some friends who are fans of the team. Is it the New York Rangers?
You're talking to one of them right now. Yes, it is the New York Rangers. Very good. And my favorite piece of trivia about the Wolfpack is they have an office kitten named Mackenzie Katsky.
Oh, that's good. That is good. I actually once had a kitten named Mackenzie that was given to me by someone else, but I just loved the idea of seeing a phrase in some show business magazine that says, Mackenzie lives at home with his cat, Mackenzie.
The Mackenzie River is the largest and longest river in Canada and the second longest in North America behind the Mississippi River. It begins in a lake in the Northwest Territories and flows some 1,700 kilometers north, where it drains into what ocean?
Golly, can it go all the way? Is it the Arctic Ocean? Does it go all the way there?
It does. It goes all the way up to the Arctic Ocean. Very good. And finally, first appearing in an episode of the animated series Futurama titled Fry and the Slurm Factory, a worm named Slurms Mackenzie is the mascot for a soft drink called, wait for it, Slurm. The character is a parody of Spuds Mackenzie, who was, from 1987 to 1989, the mascot for what beverage brand?
Gosh, I think I remember it being Bud Light.
It was Budweiser in general, yes. He probably did both Bud and Bud Light. But yeah, Budweiser is
correct. We'll count that.
Oh, I'm grateful.
That's the special guest answerer curve, right?
I'm perfect.
And the dog that played Spuds Mackenzie, who was ostensibly a male dog, was actually a female bull terrier, and her name was Honey Tree Evil Eye.
That's fantastic. Honey Tree Evil Eye. Again, I'm going to put that with Tartanalia.
Well, our special guest Mackenzie Astin didn't cause a scandal with his performance tonight. He went 4 for 5. What's your favorite Mackenzie Astin performance? Is it the 2001 series First Years? The 1987 TV movie The Facts of Life Down Under? That's it, isn't it? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the name of our special guest, Mac Astin. That's M-A-C-K-A-S-T-I-N. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for what Harry Houdini was known for, and a five-letter word for things he often used. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. We'll be back at this same time next week. But first, we must say a very big thank you to our special guest, Mackenzie Astin. You were great.
Oh, thank you, guys. The pleasure was mine, and I'm glad that I was here and I didn't do too poorly.
And we'll see everybody next week.